Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Bobby Healy, founder of Mana Aero Drone Delivery, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brendan.
I'm nearly re-traumatised. The last time I spoke to you was just over 3 years ago.
I'm
so
still
just,
here.
Just before everything happened. So at that stage, you were announcing a drone delivery trial in UCD, but obviously life, pandemics and everything got in the way.
Yeah.
You ended up operating your first drone delivery service out of Barack Obama Plaza. Yeah,
correct. Yeah. Well, seen as the precedent had been, I thought it was fitting that we would go next. And, Moneygall is a tiny town of about 700 people. They were all in lockdown. Average age of Moneygall, quite old, as you'd imagine, very, very rural. And it was the perfect place to start drone delivery because we were able to deliver prescription medicine, all the basic needs, the milk, the bread and so on, because people were told not to leave their houses. So it was perfect time to start a drone delivery operation where no one was outside.
And then you've scaled up gradually. Balbriggan is the current test ground,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're in Balbriggan now. We went to Oranmore for about a year, 10,000 people in Oranmore, had a great time there, went really well. And Balbriggan, we've been in for a year. 40% of the houses in Balbriggan order on a regular basis drone delivery now. It's huge.
What are they getting?
Everything. I mean, the number one thing they get is coffee, hot coffee, cappuccinos, lattes,
really?
Croissants. Yeah, I know.
And people are thinking, most people have trouble getting out of the coffee shop without spilling a bit of coffee. So the drone is that delicate, like that it can bring you the coffee.
65 kilometers an hour by air in any weather. And we hover over your house at about 20 meters and winch the coffee down to the ground from 20 meters. We use lasers for that LiDAR and don't spill a drop. The little design on it, you know, the little leaf or the love heart you get, perfectly intact. I check everyone personally.
And how long does it take a person to get their coffee delivered and how much does it cost and that kind of thing?
Flight time is 2 minutes, 40 seconds. And we charge a normal price for coffee. Now, I wouldn't put my hand in my heart and say we sell the best coffee in the world, but you get a coffee on a Saturday morning, you hit the button on the app, it arrives 4.5 minutes later because it takes us a minute or so to make the coffee loaded onto the aircraft. And it's piping hot and perfect. And you get a nice hot croissant with it or a pan au chocolat if you're a bit fancier. And off you go. And if you think about it, it's the number one product that adults consume, perishable product that adults consume on the planet. So it's a natural winner for drone delivery.
Okay. It's kind of mind blowing, yeah. And you say you'll have this rolled out in every suburb in Ireland next year, yeah?
Yeah, our plan, all going well, we're moving to another town in Dublin of about 100,000 people. And I'm not saying where, but it's going to be very exciting. And then all going well with that, we'll do about 500 to 1,000 deliveries a day. And if we're happy with the way that goes, then it is, it's our plan to roll out to every large suburb in Ireland next year and across the next couple of years.
So this is happening. This is going to become a part of our lives that we'll be taking for granted in a few years.
Without any doubt whatsoever, Ireland will have drone delivery over the next couple of years everywhere, and it will replace all of those 2 mile road journeys that you go out to get an onion that you don't have in the cupboard, whatever. It's so much better. It's quieter, it's greener, it's safer, it's more private.
And it is cost effective for delivering small things, yeah?
Yeah, ultimately you'll have a subscription, and the subscription will be some amount a month, and then it's all you can eat. It's pretty much all the coffee delivery, all the grocery delivery that you want. And like, we have orders now in Balbriggan, you know, famously talk about it, but the one guy orders one onion on a Saturday night, 6 p.m, an onion. The onion is 30 cents, right? But he paid $4.50 to have the onion delivered. Now, he needed the onion, right? Frying a steak, because I called him, frying a steak, bit of butter on the onion, and, you know, proud of his cooking. So that's the kind of use case we think is nice, because his alternative was to jump in the car and drive down to wherever, get the onion, and robots can do a much better job of that. So you're definitely going to see, like in Balbriggan, it's normal. It's absolutely normal. He thought it was the most normal thing ever to take his phone out, order an onion to be flown to his back garden. And that's now completely normal in Balbriggan. And it's going to be normal in Ireland, everywhere in Ireland over the next couple of years.
Wow. And you're going into America as well, are you? And you're hooked up with Coca-Cola as well.
That's right. Yeah. Last week we announced we have a project in Texas, in the Dallas area in Texas, where we'd be launching drone delivery. And we also announced that Coca-Cola, we've done a strategic agreement with Coca-Cola, and they've become an investor in the business.
Now, Google are in this space as well, are they? Meta.
They are. And it's quite interesting. Is Google are ahead of us. Google have a drone delivery program called Wing. Great program, great platform. And they're in Lusk. They are in Lusk, County Dublin, doing drone delivery. So you can see they're literally 4 miles away from us, and intentionally, because Ireland is a hotbed for technology and regulation of drones. The IAA, the Irish Aviation Authority that do the regulations here, are really great operators. So we're able to fly here as our Google and demonstrate to the world what the future will look like. So believe it or not, North County Dublin is the epicentre of drone delivery in the world.
Yeah, but you see, people are thinking, no, we're not that good at it, because in North County Dublin as well, any fool can buy a drone and go in and shut down the airport.
Unfortunately,
as well.
They're just morons. To call a spade shouldn't be allowed. It needs to be regulated and legislated out of existence. And I think that the airport do a great job at protecting the airport. There's a limit to what technology can do. These devices shouldn't be available for sale with the power that they have. Simple as that.
Are you going out to look at their at Dublin Airport's defence next week? So have they bought a system? Do you know? You know, there was all this,
they have to decide
which system they're getting. And
I know the system. It's a very good one. Yeah. I mean,
Dublin, so which is it, microwaves taking them down, or what's it going to be?
Well, first we need legislation to take them down. And then there's numerous different ways to take a drone down. You can do GPS jamming so it doesn't know where it is. You can do radio jamming so that the operator can't control the drone. Problem with all of these technologies is they have second order effects, right? So radio jamming could affect radio on aircraft. The drone, once you jam it, it's out of control. It's going to go wherever it's going to go. So it's not as straightforward as people think it is. It's far better to stop the problem at the root, which is stop and pun and legislate for the idiots that do this. And make it really difficult to do it then as the next part.
To make it difficult to buy a drone in the first place?
Not difficult to buy it, but the drones shouldn't be available for sale that can just have that much power. A drone knows, when a drone starts up, the software is very complex. It knows it's in Dublin Airport. It shouldn't be flying in Dublin Airport. It shouldn't be the operator's decision to do that. The drone should just not fly in Dublin Airport.
Okay, gotcha. So kind of AI. Really?
Yeah.
Speaking of AI, are you having to bring AI into the title of the company now to get investment? It's all AI.
It used to be you put an E at the front, then an I at the front, and now it's an AI. We use AI, computer vision, on the aircraft to detect obstacles when we deliver. So we know if there's a little person, little human being underneath us. We know if there's a dog, whatever. So we see all that. So that is AI. AI is a much overhyped thing. It's just replacing certain simple functions that a human can do. And yes, we do that. But we're not an AI product. We're an aviation and a logistics product.
Yeah. Is AI, though, just briefly, much in the same way as drone delivery could change all our lives, is AI going to change everything?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. In a very good way, I think. I'm a programmer, computer programmer, and I've been using ChatGPT, which is a latest large language model AI product, and it increases my productivity tenfold. I mean, I can write code now 10 times as fast. And so what it's going to do is it's going to almost enable Brendan O'Connor to become a great programmer. And that's just one example of where AI can help you. It can do all the menial tasks that humans do now that are not a good use of a human being. So we all become, I won't say superhuman, but we'll all become much more productive. We'll be able to do way more things. So I see nothing
or else we become extinct.
No, unfortunately, you see, robots don't have arms and legs. AI, can't move. So no, we won't. Okay. It'll make it easier.
You're
to
not
live.
Worried.
No.
Okay. Bobby Healy of Mana Drone Delivery. That's absolutely fascinating. We'll talk again. So next year, when you're rolling out into every suburb in Ireland, you can deliver one of your mediocre coffees in here.